of Hashenis. We talk and need this Rosho that Purim comes out on the second month. The Yitzchak leMichtar b'chol shana b'shana. We also need the Rosho we made before that Purim is the same way every year. Dimi b'chol shana b'shana. Just down from the Svara that Purim is the same way every year. Havamina would have thought Kikushin that the Kasha we had before. That other Rabbah. Just like every year Purim is after Shvat, this year also Purim should be after Shvat. Adarishin. Therefore, Kamash Mlon Hashenis. Therefore, the Pesach has to say, no, you make Purim Achredish Hashenis in the second month. V'yashmin and Hashenis, if the Pesach only would have said the second, have a mean, I would have thought, V'tchila Barishin of Hasheni. That not the second means, you have your choice. If you want to do it the first month, if you want to do it the second month, that's what I would have thought you could do. Kamash Mlon, no, Ubechol Shon of Hashon, it has to be Daimat every single year. And just like every single year, it's only one month. Who are there now also it's only one month? Which month is it? The second month? Because the Pasuk says Shainis. So just what the Pasuk is Shainis, I would have thought both months you could do it in. Now that the Pasuk is B'chol Shana B'Shana, no, it has to be Daimat every year. It's only one month. Which one? The second month. For we have Lezab Rav Yasi. Hi, Shainis, my Yovidlei. I, he holds, you make Purim and Adarishan. The first month is the day you have to read the Megillah. I, the Pasuk says Shainis. Mashma, the second month. And the Gemara Miboyle look at Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. He uses this word Hashenis for different drasha. The Yomer Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, Batchila Kavua B'Shushan. At the beginning, there were Kaveya Purim to celebrate only in Shushan. Or Lipsay B'Chol Alam Kulei. And then later, they made a Takana not only in Shushan, but all over, they made a Takana to celebrate a Purim. So that's the word Hashenis. Hashenis means that the second Takana was to make it all over. Right. Omer Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Sholcho lehem est lechachomim. Est le sent a meshkes lechachomim. Trashi bashona shniya lekevei aleihem choyva. Est le sent around lechachomim the next year after the Nesa Purim. She said like this. Kevuni ledoros. I want you to be kevei me for yomtov. And Rashi says kevuni le yomtov ulekriya liest leshein. I want you to be kevei now every single year a yomtov of Purim that you have to get together to read the Megillah. In Sholchu lo, so they send back to Esther, Kino at Mareres Aleinu, Ledeinu Umais. You want to make the Goyim to be jealous of us. If we're going to read out, if we're going to read this Igeres every year, the way we won over Haman, all the nations will be angry at us. Shashi, Kino at Mareres Aleinu, Sheyem Umais, Shonu Smechim Lahaskim Aflosam. That people will think, all the Goyim will think, we're very happy to talk about the Mapoil of Haman. So in the future generations, we'll have problems. The Goyim will start up with us. In Shol Cholahem, so Esther sent back to Chachamim, Kfaksuvani Adivri Ayomim, Lamalche Modia Pras, like it's anyway written down in their history books. So they know about it anyway. So it's not going to make anything worse the fact we talk and make a Purim and play out the Megillah. Trashi Krani Ksuva, Vishom Yerayim, Mashir Lahem, Ayyadei Yisrael. Like Monashach is there in the history books, and Adarabba, they won't come to start up with us because they'll see the way, not just them, they had a Mapola, they fell down. But they'll see the way the Jews won over them, so at the Vita they'll be afraid of us. So that's what Esther wanted to be Kaveh Ladaris to make a Purim, and Kach Hevei, they will Kaveh Ladaris that we have a Purim. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chaviva, Masno, Bekula, Seid, the Moyed, they learned whenever you have any place in Masech, the Moyed, in the Masech, the Moyed, Kokiyai Gav, or Kokiyai Zuga, whenever you have together these two, is Chalfi, Rav Yechanan, or Maile, Rav Yonison. Instead of putting Rav Yechon, it should be Rav Yonison. As whenever you have Rav, Rav Chanino, Rav Yechonon, when you have Rav Chanino and Rav Yechonon, it's not supposed to be Rav Yechonon, but it's supposed to be Rav Yonison instead. That Shochul Hem, Esther sent a message to Chachom like this, Kesvuni Ladaris, I want it to be written down again that there should be a Yom Tif every year of Purim. Shochul Hem, they sent back to him, Haloi Kosafti Lecho, Shlishim V'lo Revim. That we wrote three and three, as shlishim lo rabim, not a fourth one. So Rashi says shlishim, sholosh mekoymus yeshdon lahaskir mulchamis, amolek, by sefer, v'yeh l'shmois, over mishnah Torah, over sefer Shmuel. V'zeh shom ha-shloim v'dovah, shlishti yata rishoy l'ruvah. Is there anything that said three times, you can't do it a fourth time. So this mulchamah that we won over amolek, over homin, was from amolek. So we can't make another yomtiv out of winning over amolek. Now the Pasuk says, Shlishim, you can only mention it three times, then we won over Amalek. But you can't do it a fourth time. Chacham didn't want to make a kaviyas of Purim. Achemosul and Mikra, until she finally, we found the pasuk that says, Achemosul and Mikra kosa matayra, that ksoiv zoisi koran, pasayfer. What does that mean? Write it down in the sefer. Ksoiv zois mashakos of kan. Write down what's written down already. With a Mishnah Torah zikoran, mashakos of benevim, pasayfer, mashakos of benegillah. And when it says in benevim, it means write down what's written in the Megillah. So in other words, there is an inyan to write down the Megillah, and we could be kaveh yom tov Purim l'derus. Rashi says it means like this: the chol mashakosa b'Torah kareh ksav echad. Any mitzvah that any time it says in the Torah, it's all considered like one. So it's not pshat it says already three times in the Torah. All the zikurans that it says in the Torah is ksav zois zikurim b'seifram means ksav zois mashakosav kan of the Mishnah Torah. The zikurim, whatever it says in the Torah about a molik, it's only called one thing. So mashakosav b'neviim b'seifram, the second time is what it says by neviim, and mashakosav b'megillah, the third one is what it says in Megillah. So Esther was right that the Megillah should be the third time we mention the mapol of Haman, of a molik. Well, it says it two times in the Torah, but those two times is like one. Once. It says it once in the Neviim, that's the second time. And now the Megillah, that was the third time. So maybe we have a right to the Kaveh of the Yom Tov Purim. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're up to Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. You're again near the top. We start again. The rest of the Gemara says, you're near the top. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Sholcholem Esther L'Chachomim. Esther sent a message to Chachomim, Kevuni L'Doris. She wanted that L'Doris there should be Yom Tov of Purim. Sholcholem, Chachomim said back, Kino Atzim Marer Salein L'Bein Umas. If we'll make a Yom Tov of Purim, we'll talk about the greatness that we won over Haman. The goyim will be angry at us. They'll start fights with us later, as if to say what happened, that they had the downfall. So Shocholem has to send back to them anyway, Chvaksuva Ani Adivra Yom Milamalchei Modi Apras. Anyway, I'm written down already in the history books. So they know about what happened, that Haman had a Mapola lost. So you're not going to be anything new if we are Kaveya now Yom Tov Purim. So Enechnami Esther won out, and they will Kaveya Yom Tov Purim with theirs. But Rav Chanina, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chaviva Masnu. These four Zugim, they learned this next halacha. Now, the Gemara is saying now, the Kula Seid of Moyed. Anytime a Meseid of Moyed, any Mesechta during Moyed, Kol Ki Hai Gar Zuga. Whenever you have these four Chachamim together, you should know, Chalufi Rabbi Yechon and Omai Rabbi Yonison. You should be taking out Rabbi Yechon, he doesn't belong there, but it should be Rabbi Yonison. Rabbi Yonison is part of these four, not Rabbi Yechon. That what are they saying like this? That Shochulam Mesla Chachomim. Esther sent a message to Chachomim. Kisvuni Ladurus. I want you to put me down that I should be a Yom Tov Purim, should be a Yom Tov Ladurus. Shochulam Sachom sent back to Esther. It says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Haloi Kosafti Lachor Shalishim. I already written down three things. That means Shalishim Vloriboyim. There's only three things and not four things. So Rashi explains it means about the Inyanov that we won over Amalek. That only three times Rashi says, "V'shloishim mekaymos yeshtoim lahaski mechemas amolik." Three places we could talk about mechemas amolik. Pesefim, v'yelo shmois. Once it says in Parsha Shmois, the Mishnah Torah in Devarim it says, or pesefim Shmuel. That's the third time. V'zel shama shloime b'davar shalishisloi iato rishur l'roi. Something I've done already three. You can't make it into four. So that becomes the kind of back tester. We can't be kovei another Megillah Esther to speak out about the Ma'apol of Haman of Amalek, because you're only allowed to do it three times, not four times. Ashemot Soleh Mikra, until Esther found the Pasek, a riot to her. Ashemot Soleh Mikra, Kosta Bater, it says in the Torah like this, Ksoiv Zoisi Koran Basefer. That's the Pasek in Shmois. So we dash like this, Ksoiv Zois, write this down, that means Masha Kosta Khan of Mishnah Torah. What's written in Shmois, and what's written in the Dvarim, that all is the Chlal one time. Like, don't make two times out of it. Make it rather like one time. That was one time the Torah talks about the Ma'apol of Amalek. Then the pasuk says Bikurim. What does that mean? Mashikosa b'neviim. Where it talks about Shmuel when they went to fight the Amalek. Then that's the second time. Vaseifer. That's what the pasuk says. Vaseifer. That means Mashikosa b'megillah. And a klam was written in the Megillah. So that's how Esther won out.
The true, you're only allowed to speak about it three times, but the third time is Megillah Esther. So don't make two times out of it from the Torah what it says in Shmois and Dvarim, but rather those things glide like one, and then Nevi'im is one, and Ksuvim, Megillah Esther, is the third one. So what says Nakit Hanoi? Real from Achleikis Tanoim, how we dash in this Pasuk in Shmois. Now the Pasuk says again, Ksuv Zois, as the current Basifer. So one time a dash in Ksuv Zois, that means Mashikos of Khan. What it says in Shmois. See, Koron is Mashikosa by Mishnah Torah. This is like the first Chachamim answered Bat Tester, that Zikoron the second time is what it says in Devarim, that they won over Amalek. Vaseifer, Mashikosa by Nevi'im. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua's Pshat. So the kiss of the three times we talk about Amalek is the two times in the Torah and one in Sefer Shmuel. We have Loza Madoi Yoimeno. We dash an apostle like this. Ksoiv Zois Mashikosa of Khan Uva Mishnah Torah. That is the first written is not only Shemois, but both. The two places it talks about in the Torah, that's considered like one time Amalek. See, Koran, Mashikosa b'Nevi'im, what it talks about in Sefer Shmuel. And by Sefer, Mashikosa b'Megillah. That's written in Sefer Megillah, that's the third time. So the kids say, this is the three times, and it's no kasha to be Kaveya Purim, a Megillah Tester, this is the third time. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Esther ainu matamis yadayim. Megillas Esther, like, doesn't have a chshivas like Shah Sifrei Nevi'im, that it's matami hands. We had a Gemara in Shabbos about this, the Yudches Dvorm, the Magoizer, Beisham and Beisilul, that if you touch a Sefer Torah, it's matami hands. Like, before you go to eat, you can't start touching Sefer Torah. So the Shalos Megillas Esther has this chshivas also. Shmuel says no. Megillas Esther doesn't have the chshivas, it's not matamis yadayim. If you touch it, your hands don't become tummy. So Lameimer, what do you want to tell me now? Tesava Shmuel holds, Esther la Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. That the Chachamim wrote down this Megillah Esther, it wasn't written with Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, it does not have the Chshivas of Nevi'im to have Tumas Yadayim. Then the corner of the Nevi'im of Beis Sham and Beis Hillel was, if you touch anything that's written Ruach HaKodesh, it's Matam Yehens. But Shmuel says, and Megillah Esther not. That means Megillah Esther was not written Ruach HaKodesh. Stam Esther Chachamim, or the Chachamim wrote it down. So the Mara, is that true? I have Omar Shmuel. Shmuel himself said like this: Esther Baruch Hakodesh Nemru. Esther was said over in Ruach Hakodesh. So it's a kasha and Shmuel. How come Shmuel holds it's not Metame Yudaim then? The Teretz is Nemru Likros. It was Taka said over maybe in Ruach Hakodesh. Didn't you to read it just to say it over? Baal Peh. For lo nemro likosif, but it wasn't sent over Ruach HaKodesh or din ksiva, like it wasn't supposed to be written down, so there's no din ksiva on Megillah Esther. So first you learn that means that the Megillah Esther is only an Indian of Kriya, Stam saying about there, and not reading it from the ksav. So Teis the Estakash, the top Teisvis, Mashma the Sova the Mutlik Reis up there, it should come out then you're allowed to read Megillah Esther about there on Purim. The kosher, Teichi Polag al Stam Mishnah Lekamon Perek Beis at Nan Korah Al Pele Yotzer. Later we paskin if you read the Megillah Al Pele, you're not Yotzer. Mashma, you have to read the Megillah from the Ksav. So the Kitz of Teis of Teretz is that mid Yerayis the true Ruach HaKodesh was only said to be said over by Pele. It wasn't said to be written down. But Teis is Avim Midira Bonon Nitnu Likosev Likris. But Avadim Midira Bonon, though the din is that Mikra Megillah is supposed to be written down. And the Rabbanan, the mitzvah we have on Purim, is Badavka to read the Megillah from a ksav, from a cloth, the way we have it. But since that's only the Rabbanan, they could then later, Shmuel holds, it's not Metames Yudayim. As Metchila, when it was said, Baruch HaKodesh, it didn't have the Chshivas to be written down, but Taurus or Novi or Ksuvim. So therefore, when Beis Shammai Beis Hillel made a takona, that if you touch the Ksuvim, it's Metame your hands, it was only said about the Nevi'im that was written Baruch HaKodesh to be written down. But Esther, that was said Baruch HaKodesh, but it wasn't supposed to be written down at that time, doesn't have this din to Matama Yudayim. Smell is no steer in Shmuel. But the more Meister, we have a kasha still. We have Meir Oimer. Keheles ain't a Matama Yudayim. Meir holds that Megillus Keheles is not Matama Yudayim. Meister says it wasn't written Baruch HaKodesh. Umachloikas Bashir Ashirim.
But as a machloikis, what about Shir Hashirim? Is the Matami Yadayim or not? Was it written Baruch HaKadosh or not? That's a machloikis. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shir Hashirim Matami Yadayim. He also has no machloikis about that. Shir Hashirim for sure was written Baruch HaKadosh, and it has the Kedusha of Nevi'im that it's Matami Yadayim. O machloikis Pekelis. The machloikis is Saif Pekelis does not have a din of Tumas Yadayim or not. Was that written Baruch HaKadosh to be written down or not? Now, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Koheles is Nekule Beishamim Mechum Beisilum. Saka that Koheles is the Machloikis Beishamim Beisilum. That Beishamim says it's not Matamis Yadayim, and Beisilum says yes, Koheles is Matam Yadayim. Avurus, Veshiashirim Veyester, Matamis Yadayim, it is Matamis Yadayim. So Tekashan Shmuel from this Rabbi Shimon, here at Tana Rabbi Shimon says clearly that Megillus Esther Veistes was written Baruch HaKadosh, and it was written down, and therefore it has Tumas Yadayim. So how could Shmuel before say Megillus Esther is not Matamas Yadayim? So the more answer is Hu Diyomak Reb Yeshua. I'll tell you, Reb Shimon goes like Reb Yeshua that we had before. He answered that the three times that you're supposed to talk about a Molech, the third time is Megillus Esther. Those that it says in the Torah twice, that's like one. That it says in the Nevi'im, that's two. And now Megillus Esther, that's the third one. Sanachanami, this is a Ruach HaKadosh to be written down. And therefore, Reb Shimon holds, it's Matamas Yadayim. But Shmuel tackles like the other man, the Yom. Shmuel holds, no, it wasn't supposed to be written down for Ruach HaKadosh. But the kid, Rashi like this, no. Who do Yom Reb Yeshua? That means Reb Shmuel before. That means Shmuel before that said Esther was not written Baruch HaKadosh, he always like Reb Yeshua, Rashi says, the Yom Eliel, Zois, Mashakosa Batoira, Sikorin Mashakosa Bemishna Toira, Basefa Mashakosa Benevian, Ava Bemigilo Lenitna Likosef, El Legorsa Ape Ulukroisa. In other words, this is the Machloikis, Taka Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon. That Shmuel holds like Reb Yeshua Shita before, that Nikra Megillah is not the third time. The two times in the Torah is one and two, and then what it says in Shmuel is number three, and the Mikra Megillah is not written, supposed to be written down. So therefore Shmuel says it's not Matamas Yadayim. He holds like Reb Yeshua Shita. That Reb Shimon says here, the Megillah is yes Matam Yadayim, he holds like the other man, the Yama, that the two times it says in the Torah is like one, and then what it says in Shmuel is two, and what it says in Megillah says, so that's the third time, so Mela was written down the Ksav, it has the Kedusha of a regular Nevi'im to be Matamas Yadayim. The Kifas and Machloikas Tanoim is Mikra Megillah, if the Megillah's Esther has Tumas Yadayim or not. Mor Tanya Rabbi Shimon Menas Yoimer. Keheles ain't a Matamas Yadayim. Keheles has no Tumas Yadayim, it wasn't written down for Ruach HaKodesh. Mevnei Shechomok, Shechomosai, Shoshloimahi. It's only the Chochmah of Shloimahi. Like it wasn't said Ruach HaKodesh, that was Shloimah Melech's Chochmah. It's like Shloimah Melech wrote it by himself. Without Ruach HaKodesh, therefore it doesn't have the lock of Tumas Yadayim. Omru Loi, they said back to Reb Shimon ben Asiyah, the Chizu Bovad Omer, was it only Keles that Shloimah Melech said? For like Fanema, the Pasuk says, V'yadavi Shloshes Alpayim Moshel, that Shloimah Melech said, 3,000 Misholim. So the Pasuk says, Al Toysef Al Dvorov, don't say anything more. As if to say, if you some want to know what Shlomo Melech's Chochmah was, he wrote a lot of things. So what's the pshat for Megillus? Keles? Elamai, Keles was written Baruch HaKadosh. Therefore, Keles is different, and it should have Tumas Yadayim. So the Maramai, the Yoyim, what do you need your second Raya from the Pasuk? Our taste of the Baruch, it means like this. The Chitayim, it made this like this. Meima Tuva Roma. True, Keheles, Shlomo Melech, said a lot of things. Now, Di Boy Ichtiv, if he wants to, certain things he wrote down, and certain things he didn't write down. So there's no kasha. It could be that it wasn't written Baruch HaKadosh. Shlomo Melech said a lot of things of his own Chochmah, and that was 3,000 Misholim and Keheles. So therefore could be Keheles has no Kedushas of Tumas Yadayim. It wasn't written Baruch HaKadosh, it was written with Shlomo Melech's own Chochmah. On this we say no, Toshima, come and bring your proof, not like that. The Pasuk says, Al Toysef Al Dvorov, like, don't write anymore. In other words, when he finished Keheles, he's saying, that's it.
he wrote 3,000 more Mesholim. So the after answer is, Keheles was written by Ruach HaKodesh. And that has a din of Megillah like Nevi'im, Tavtum HaShadayim. And on that the Apostle says, don't write anything more by Ruach HaKodesh, but he wrote more 3,000 Mesholim. That was his own Chochmah. So you see, it's also Machlokes if Keheles has Tum HaShadayim or not. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Weimer. Rabbi Elazar says like this, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemru. Yes, Esther was set over Baruch HaKodesh. It wasn't just that Esther wrote down the Megillah or the Chachamim, but it was written Baruch HaKodesh. Shenema, what's the Raya? Because you look into Megillah itself, I'll bring you proof. In the Megillah it says, Vayoymer Haman Beliboy. Haman said to his heart, who does the king want to give respect? If not for me, for sure he wants to respect me. So the kasher is, whoever wrote the Megillah, how did he know what was in Haman's mind? How could the Megillah say that Haman thought in his mind? Elamai, it's a Rayas, Ruach HaKodesh that wrote the Megillah. Therefore, Ruach HaKodesh knows what was in Haman's mind, so he could write in the Megillah, this was what in his mind. But if Esther or the Chachamim wrote it down, how did they know what was in Haman's mind? How could the Pasuk say, this is what Haman thought in his mind? Vayetim Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva brings another proof from the Megillah, that it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Kiva Oyme Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemro. Shenem the Pasuk says, Vatiyeste Nosra Schein Gvene Koreha. Rieha. Whoever saw Esther, everybody found pleasure in her. So again, how could it be written? If not, how do you know that? How could anybody know that? If not, that Ruach HaKodesh said it. Rabbi Meir Oyme Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemro. Another proof. Shenem the Pasuk says, Vayivod Adav LeMordechai. Mordechai found out about the Gzera. Is how did Mordechai find out? Or how did the Bala Megillah know to say he found out? Elamai was Ruach HaKodesh that told him that he found out. Rabbi Yossi ben Dormuskis Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemer, have another proof that it was written Baruch HaKodesh. She never says in the Pasuk, Uvaviza Loishochus Yodam. After the Mechama, they didn't take any of the booty of the war, they didn't take. So the Chudak Ashri is, how did they know if they took it or not? How could you write it? Rashi says, Heich Yodu Ma Osu HaRachoykim. How did the people inside the city know what the people did outside in the war? Like, how could the Megillah say nobody took anything? How do you know what people did? Elamai, it's a proof that there was Ruach HaKodesh, it was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and that's what's telling them what happened. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said like this, Ihavoi Hosim, if I would have been there, when these Chachamim were discussing this problem, how do we know that Esther was written Ruach HaKodesh? Shmuel said, Hevi Amina Milsa the Adifa Mikulu. I would have said something better than all of them. Shenem Rapostel says like this, Kimu Vikiblu, that they accepted upon themselves and they makabal upon themselves. What's this double lotion of Kimu Vikiblu? We dashin Kimu Lamala Mashakiblu Lamata. They were makabal in Shemayim, or we're makabal down here. As if to say, Shemayim wrote Megillah Esther. They were also makabal it. So after Rai, the Megillah Esther was makabal in Shemayim, it was written Ruach HaKodesh. Omar Rav and Rav Atak agrees like to a Shmuel and said, Lekulu Islo Pirchu, all the other man Yom, like Nesa Kashra and all of them, Levam Di Shmuel, the last like Pirchu, only Shmuel, he's the best one, he has no Pirchu on Shmuel. The Rebbe Leza, that's what Rebbe Leza said, how do we know what Haman said in his mind? The Pasuk says, Vayayim Haman believe, but how do we know that? The answer is like this, Svaru, anybody could figure that out. The Svaru, that pshit the Haman thought nobody is as great as him, like second to the king. That Haman told the king, look, you want to know how to give respect to somebody, bring out the chariot, the horses, let everybody scream out. So like, of course Haman was thinking about himself, like any passionate person would know that. Like, maybe it's not a Raya, it was written by the Baruch HaKodesh. Anybody that knows Haman knows what Haman was thinking about. They know Haman, the Baruch of Al-Gaivinik there, was thinking about that he's the greatest guy in the world, and for sure, if the king wants to give somebody respect, for sure it's to me. So we don't have to say it's Baruch HaKodesh, anybody can figure that out. Right, to the Rabbi Kiva. Our Rabbi Kiva brought us Raya that said, Fati Esther Nisos Chem V'yeinu Choreha. Like, how did we know that? So Dilma Kerev Leza, the Yoma. The pshat from Atisa Chayn means all the people of the different nations. Whoever met up with Esther, everybody thought she was from her nation. India Smeta, she looks like an India. A Greek, it looks like Greek from Italy, this. When any person looked at her, she looked talking from that part, from that woman. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that how did Mordechai find out about it? Dilmach Rabbi Chiva Rabba, Dioma, Vikson Bezeris, Shnei Tashoyim Hoyu. There were like two spies there that they told Mordechai what happened. So that's how we know what Mordechai knew about it. But maybe it's no proof it was Baruch HaKadosh. Vodu Rabbi Yossi ben Damuskis, Dilma Peristiki Shodim. It says of a visa Lashokhlas Yodim. Like, how do the people in the city know what happened outside in the war? So maybe they send a messenger to tell them all about the war. So that's how the people inside knew that nobody took from the Vizui. So Mela, all of these kashes and all these pasukim are not pure proofs that it was written Baruch HaKadosh. But the Shmuel Vada Lesle Pircha. But that the Shmuel says that the Pasuk says Kimu Vikiblu, and we say it means that Shemayim they makabel it, and that you can't ask any questions. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Hainu the Yarmish, that's what people say, Tov Chodeh Popota Charifta, is better to have one small sharp pepper, Mimole Tzina Kari, from a whole basket full of pumpkins. In other words, this one Shmuel is saying the sharp thing, he's better than all of them. We have Yosef Omer Mehochav, Yosef is another proof that Esther was written Ruch HaKadosh. The Baltic says, V'yimeya Purim Elo, Lo Yavru Metecha Yudim, or never be forgotten from Klai Yisrael. How could you know to say that? And Lamai, Ruach HaKodesh was saying this, that Purim will never be taken away from Klal Yisrael. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Mehocha, V'zichrom lo yosef mizaram, the same thing. It says, this Sikorin of Purim will never go away from Klal Yisrael. So how could Esther, how could anybody write that down? How do they know what's going to be in the future? And Lamai was written by Ruach HaKodesh, they're saying about the future. Tell the Mishnah says, V'matanus lev yoinim. Our Mishnah says that even if you read the Megillah on Adar Sheni, you have to read the Megillah over again on Adar. If you read it on Adar Rishon, you have to read it over again on Adar Sheni. And who was in Matanas Lav Yoinim also? Even if you gave it on Adar Rishon, you dalid, you have to give it over again on Adar Sheni. Tony Rav Yosef, the pasuk says, "Mashaleach Monas Ishlo Yayu." A mitzvah shalach monas is shtei monas liyashechun. The mitzvah is to give two presents, two portions to one person. Then the pasuk says, "Matanas lav yoinim." You have to give presents to a poor person. There, the din is shtei matanas l'shnei bnei yodim. There, you have to spread it out. Sure, you have to give two presents, but not to one only one poor person, to two different poor people. It's a by poor people. It's a din of two different people, each one portion. Mashenke mashleich moinas to your friend. That's a din of one person. Like he's not dafka a poor person, so he enjoys the biggest suda. So for him, a present has to be a chosh of a present. You have to give two portions to one person. Yeah. Faita. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Shodalei Rabbi Ushia. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya sent a matona to Rabbi Ushia. Atma the eagle atlosa. He sent him a piece of meat from an eagle, from a calf, the third one that was born in Rosh Hashanah Lebetin, the third baby the third calf born to its mother, the garbo de chamra, and also a jug of wine. So he sent him two portions, a nice, beautiful piece of meat, and a nice big jug full of wine. So Rabbi Ishi sent back to him,